The Osgood File, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross. And you thought that the Wisconsin Senate couldn't vote on that union-busting bill unless there was a quorum. That's what happens when you don't read the fine print. More after this from David Harris of AJC. The unions never saw it coming. They thought that with the Democrats in self-exile, the budget repair bill stripping Wisconsin's public employee unions of most of their rights would remain stuck for lack of a quorum. But it turns out the quorum only applies to spending bills, so the Republicans called a committee meeting to revise the budget repair bill by stripping out anything having to do with the budget. What was left was a bill that simply stripped away union rights and therefore didn't need a quorum. Now, I know Republicans like to argue government is broken, but I have to say, when it came to gutting the public employee unions, it ran like a fine Swiss watch. Even though Democratic Assemblyman Peter Barca, who had crashed the meeting, read the Wisconsin Open Meetings Act as loud as he could, you could still hear the Republicans voting aye.
Clerk Paul Roll.
No, excuse me. No, listen, it says, if there's any doubt as to whether good cause exists, the governmental body should provide 24 hours notice. Now, look, you've been shutting people down. It is improper for you to move forward while this is a violation of the open meetings law. You're not allowing amendments, and that is wrong. Now, I, Mr. Chairman, this is not just a rule. It is the law. There must be.
We're adjourned. Who says the government can't get things done? So is that it? Is that all it takes to eviscerate the public employee unions? Mark Evenson, University of Wisconsin professor and union member, made a prediction.
Scott Walker will not only not complete his first and only term, he will be recalled or forced to resign.
Are you ready for round two? The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Thursday, March 10th, 2011.